Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Near 300 Kentucky Farm Bureau members are in Washington this week, part of the group's annual congressional tour. One issue on their minds is the need for unfettered access to international markets.
Trade is the answer for low commodity prices.
That is a fact, says Farm Bureau President Mark Haney, and the group will be making a pitch to the state's congressional delegation to work to keep those trade doors open.
We're going to continue to be in the global market, even if we don't pass new trade legislation. It's not like the gates are going to shut off. But the fact that life can be so much better and agriculture can expand with trade initiatives really is rural development at its finest all across America.
Haney says this week's visit is a chance for farmers to learn firsthand the legislative process. Good for the farmer, good for the organization.
There's no better way to really whet the appetite of a young farmer or a young active leader than to get them interested in congressional activities. Not only does it benefit them, but organizationally, it's really our bread and butter. The best thing we can do, we think, for one of our members is to be an advocate for them in our state's capital and in our nation's capital.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We ask students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
The Farm Bill and regulatory reform are two other issues Kentucky farmers will be talking about in Washington this week. Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says another is immigration reform. And while that may conjure the thought of border security for some, for farmers, another factor in that equation is the availability of labor, or lack thereof, to get crops harvested.
Short term, there's an uneasiness out there how we're going to get the work done here in the short term. We have to have a labor source, so many of our crops are dependent on migrant labor, whether it's an H-2A or whether it's green card legal workers inside the United States. We have to have an adequate labor force.
As they say, it's complicated, but the farm group is in Washington this week to make sure that farmers' views are in the mix. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.